Thank you, brethren. The next thing on the agenda is to have our class welcome you to officially to the convention, and here to do that is Brother Darcy Andrus. Brother Darcy.
Thank you, brother. Welcome. I could say my job here is done now. We of the Salem Ecclesia are happy that you could join us in fellowship and consideration of our God, His Son, and the wondrous divine plan of the ages. In Hebrews 10:25, we read, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the custom of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day drawing on." And we certainly see that day drawing on. The Lord's injunction through the apostle respecting the assembling of his people is in full accord with his own words. "Where two or three of you are met in my name, there am I in the midst." The object of these gatherings is clearly indicated. They are for mutual advancement in spiritual things, opportunities for provoking or inciting each other unto more and more love of our Lord and of each other, and to increase good works of every kind that would glorify our Father, that would bless the brotherhood, and that would do good unto all men as we have opportunity. As the Holy Spirit renews our minds and exerts its transforming influence upon us, our natural desire for fellowship is not destroyed, but is turned into new channels, where we find a wonderful field for fellowship, investigation, discussion, and enjoyment. The history of the groaning creation, past, present. God's record of the redemption and coming deliverance of the groaning creation. Our high calling to join our heirship with our Lord. The evidences that that our deliverance is drawing nigh, and so forth. What an abundant field for thought, for study, for fellowship, and for communion. Malachi 3:16 says, Then they that feared the Lord often spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and thought upon his name. Our Heavenly Father does not intend that his people shall be unnecessarily burdensome one to another, but that each should feel a responsibility in respects to the others, and gladly lend a helping hand to strengthen, encourage, and bless, building each other up in this, our most holy faith. It evidently was the intention of our Lord to draw together his fellows as a new family in a new household, the household of faith. Hence, we find the repeated injunction and encouragement for mutual fellowship, mutual helpfulness, and regular association. It is through the assembling of ourselves together that the Lord will be specially present with us and grant us a blessing. Thus, we should not forsake this privilege. As we speak one to another, the Lord hearkens and hears. This shows his interest in our conversation. What is he going to hear this weekend? Will we be discussing those things which would be edifying, helpful to each other, to understand his plan, his character, which we are to copy? Will we be seeking to be a blessing one to another, provoking one another unto love and good works? Knowing the Lord's presence amongst his people when they meet, how careful we want our words to be, our actions, the very thoughts of our hearts. Pride, vainglory, slander, and evil things should be carefully shunned. The Lord resisteth the proud and shows his favors to the humble. The Lord blesses those who hear and obey his instructions, saying, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." To those who are in a right attitude of heart, it is quite sufficient that the Lord has enjoined that we come together in his name, and that the church is to be prospered by that which every joint supplieth, and is to edify itself, and to build one another up in all the fruits and graces of the Spirit. You will notice that the theme text of our convention, Proverbs 3:3, brings to our minds the importance of kindness, mercy or loving kindness, and truth. It says, "Let not loving kindness and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tablet of thine heart." From the Darby translation. The other scriptures on our program tell us, "He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come up unto them and make our abode with him. And because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee." The pastor says in reprint 3550, under the heading, "Get Ready Properly," "Prepare your heart for blessing. Come to the convention in the proper spirit, as a disciple, a learner. Come intent also on doing good, as well as getting good, of consoling and encouraging others, as well as being yourself comforted. Above all, come realizing that the Lord himself is the fountain of blessing, and remembering his word, not by might nor by power, but by the Lord's Spirit are we to expect the blessings we hope for. In making ready and en route, do not forget this important item, for on it your share in the convention's blessings greatly depends." So as we come together here at this holy conversation, convocation, this banqueting house, with our hope and desire that the Lord and the Father make their abode with us, let our lips praise the Lord as we express the truth and show our loving kindness one to another, and let reverence mark all of our words and actions. Since we're running a little short on time, we'll move forward here. The pastor makes the statement, "We do not know any lesson the Lord's people need to learn more than that of reverence. The Lord will not call anyone devoid of reverence, and he wants that quality to grow strong. But when fear is banished, the tendency is to less reverence. Special care in this respect is to be observed when we go to the house of God or to any place where divine service is held." Reprint 5187. "Wherever two or three are met together in the Lord's name, that is the house of God, and there his glory is seen and felt. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. While others consider their fellows to fault find or discourage, or selfishly to take advantage of their weaknesses, the new creation is to do the reverse, to study carefully each other's dispositions with a view of avoiding the saying or doing of things which would unnecessarily wound, stir up anger, and so forth, but with a view to provoking them to love and good conduct. Is not the whole attitude of the world, the flesh, and the devil provocative of envy, selfishness, jealousy, and full of evil enticement to sin or thought, words, and deeds? Why then should not the new creatures of Christ's body not only abstain from such provocations toward themselves and others, but engage in provoking or inciting in the reverse direction toward love and good works? Surely this is like every admonition and exhortation of God's word. It is reasonable as well as profitable. So, brethren, we pray the Lord's blessing upon this gathering this weekend. And we, the Salem Ecclesia, welcome you. And may the Lord bless us all.